You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Rolling along here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Mike Johnson. That's Allie Mack. That's Squid Billy, Bo Morgan. And that is Dylan with the most controversial top five list of all time at this point. I can't even keep up with the notifications rolling in on my phone. If you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey app to the 740 segment and check out Mic'd Up, where Dylan lays out his top five Tuesday, top five Nintendo games, which ended up being top five Mario games of all time.
I mean, I don't even know how Double Dragon didn't make it on here. You know what's funny is someone said that this was the worst. This is as bad as the Outcast list. And then
oh, wow.
But hear me out. And then they wrote, and I'm a Mafia member. So,
Fair enough, my friends. Fair enough. I can only speak about my own. You know, you guys tried to kick me out of the city of Atlanta when I made my Outcast.
Also, apparently these people that want to tell us how to drive, they think that lane three just doesn't exist in the turn in these.
Yeah,
lanes.
I don't know if I mapped that out good enough.
We are having a debate about traffic rules because Mike cut me off this morning.
Well, he didn't cut you off. You just turned in
you
the wrong
lane. You
chose
to get behind me.
Blinkerless. Yeah. So at 9:29 morning shift, Mike has put up a photo, so you can decide which lane the car is supposed to turn into.
It just doesn't do it justice, because what people don't realize is that lane one is a turn lane only that doesn't exist.
It's a left turn lane, yeah.
Yeah. And
it's a left-hand turn lane.
It's
still the closest lane to you, though. It's a proximity thing.
What do you mean it's the closest lane to you?
You're supposed to turn into the lane that you are matched with, proximity.
That's not true.
Turn in a turn-only lane unless you're turning.
Also, shout out to Easy on Twitter. It says, how about Tony Hawk? Dude, that was day.
How about Double Dragon? How about Double Dragon? Or Double Dragon 2?
Yeah. Anyways.
Or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game for regular Nintendo.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Here's the thing, though.
I don't know if the top five list.
Mike brought this up before. Dylan, I know you're feeling it now. Nobody is saying which of your games needs to go, are they?
That's right.
Addition.
That's right. That's a great point, Alan.
Okay, I'll go ahead and tell you.
Go ahead.
All of your games need to go, but the regular Super Mario Brothers for the original Nintendo Entertainment System, I can keep that because that game also had Duck Hunt on it. So it was a 2-for-1, and it was kind of like the OG of Nintendo games, if you're doing Nintendo. So that's why I think that game can stay on the list.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this College Sports Commission stuff that continues to kind of, I don't know, trickle out, if you will. Now, a lot of people didn't realize it, but back on May 1st, the Tennessee State Legislature signed a bill into law that said basically that they could circumvent some of the things that were happening with anything that was put in front of their college football players that put a lid on how much they could make. Basically, go ahead and launching a missile, per Ross Dellinger, at what is coming around the corner with the House settlement. All right, add that into the fact that yesterday the College Sports Commission that is starting to be paved the way for, that is expected to launch with its new leader coming up sometime in the middle of this summer, although evidently he's already been named. We just don't know who he is, and he's not a household name. So if you're thinking Nick Saban, that's not a thing. This College Sports Commission, they're trying to put rules in place that basically says, if you don't want to abide by our rules, we can kick you out of the Power Four and we don't have to play you at all. So there's a little bit of back and forth here. And essentially what Ross Dellinger, Pete Thamel, and some of the other writers are saying is, if everybody were to sign on to this agreement with the College Sports Commission, that they could essentially tell schools like Tennessee and Vanderbilt, you're not in the SEC anymore, and you are not a part of what we have moving forward. Now,
you're not even in the SEC. You're not in the new world. The new
right. You conform, or you leave.
I don't think we've been clear, and I don't think anyone. I think the people in their car, they don't really understand what is about to happen. Mike, I'll be honest with you, because I know you like it when I am.
It's the best way.
I don't think I realized what the House settlement ruling is going to mean for college. Well, let's just deal with college football, because I think that's where we need to talk about first. When this settlement comes down, it is a new era officially, because what the timeline is going to be, July 1st, whenever this ruling is done. Then that this college football commission is going to say, we are here, here is our leader, and here is our board, which will probably be college conference commissioners. And then this document that they basically keep sending out rough drafts of is going to come into play. This will now be the governing body.
Yes.
And if you decide, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Memphis, that you want to abide by your state law and not sign this document, then you don't go to the new land.
Yeah.
The new world.
You're left behind.
The new college football world. You stay on
college
the other
sports.
Side of the pond.
College sports. Yeah. Not even just football.
And so when that happens, it's like you don't exist. You're playing down with you in Colorado.
You're NAIA.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially, you're not there. And this commissioner, the CEO is what they want to call it, he gets, and I appreciate Wes Durham, who maybe still be listening or was listening at one point. He might have turned it off when he heard Dylan's garbage-ass list, but I don't know. He sent me this article that Pete Thamel put out on ESPN. And this CEO will be the be-all, end-all.
He's the czar.
His final factual findings and termination on rules, you can't challenge him. And the only way that you can challenge is if you agree to go to arbitration. And so you have to agree. Basically, if you say we're challenging, then you don't even agree. You're required, per sources, to engage in the arbitration process, which is the sole recourse that you can have. And everything is per sources, so I just had to say that. When cases do end up in arbitration, under the procedures that govern arbitration, subpoena power is a potential option via the discovery process, an authority that was not available during any NCAA investigation.
Yeah.
So basically,
it was not a thing.
It's almost an arbitration. Allie, you're smarter than me in a lot of things, probably this stuff. That's basically like a legal finding. And I think from what I've read as well, that you're going to waive any right to a jury trial with respect to all disputes arising out of this, basically this agreement. So that's what you're signing into the arbitration process only. So an arbitrator who can subpoena you will, if I'm not mistaken, will be the new be all end all.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense on a lot of different levels. And I know that there's people out there that are like, well, you know, Tennessee's right to put their rules into effect. I just want to be – we have to have some kind of rules in place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the overarching theme of this. And if Tennessee as a state has to fall in line to this and not be different, then so be it. I'm not looking at this so much as like a media member. I'm looking at this as a former athlete as well, saying I understand that you want people to be able to make whatever they can and get as much money as possible, but you have to have the same rules in place for every school that's under this umbrella or it doesn't work.
Well, this commission's whole – this document is being written up so states can't do what they did before when the NIL even came in. This is where they knew it was coming and they just started writing their own rules, which is Tennessee – it's trying to circumvent the state of Tennessee, not the university, but the state is trying to circumvent the House ruling. And Rick George, the AD of Colorado, said, we have to stop trying to circumvent rules so we're on different
Yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work long term if we continue to all try to do this differently.
Yeah,
it's just not.
It's going to end college athletics as we know it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dylan will remind me tomorrow that I have an announcement with Baron Burton's W Sauce. I can tell you about some new things that are coming up. Don't forget New Realm Brewing Athletic, official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics is the Allen Lager. All right, Aaron Gordon, after the Nuggets loss, talked about the grind of the NBA playoffs in a different way than the fans see it, I believe.
Health is a lot, you know. I would really, really appreciate it if there were a couple of days in between games in the playoffs instead of every other day, regardless if you go seven games. And I understand if you do your work early and you get first seed, then you can have some time off. But I think the days in between games, not just off day and a travel day, but a travel day and a recovery day, just 2 days, I think the product of the game would be a lot better. I think there'd be a better product on the floor just to give all these professional athletes just, you know, one more day of rest, and you would see a higher level of basketball, probably less blowouts.
So when you guys are playing into I don't know, August,
do you think
playing into August and then starting Dylan, doesn't camp start in like September?
Yeah, late September season starts kind of early mid-October.
Yeah, and don't forget, every 4 years you got to take 2 weeks off in between the finals and the conference finals for the Olympics, where the top players, some of us will be playing, will play, or we don't get them. Look, basketball can't have it both ways. Either you shorten the season, you start in December, and you shorten the season to a 54-game schedule, which they won't because of money. And you get this better quality. You can't have it both ways. The last thing we need is a 4-month NBA playoffs. All right. The last thing we need is that.
Yeah.
It's long enough now. It just can't be any longer. I'm fine with it going into early July, but by the MLB All-Star Game, the NBA playoffs needs to be over.
Yeah.
It just can't. The season's already way too long.
Yeah, we got to go to break, unfortunately. But, yeah, I mean, look, you already got 2/3 of the league that's involved in postseason play. I don't need it to last for 4 months.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.